A classical Christmas concert by the Rocky Mountain Symphony Orchestra, RMSO, is set to bring the spirit of Christmas to rural audiences on December 9 at the Polaris Theatre in Balzac. For those on the fence about classical music, Carlos Fagan, RMSO founder and music director, said there is no better time to come to an orchestral concert than Christmas time, as the music is recognizable and everyone will find something that they like. There's beautiful stuff, there's harps, there's these beautiful flute duets that we're doing, Fagan explained. And then if you like the big, bold kind of festive stuff, we're doing the Carol of the Bells with all these bell players. The trombones and trumpets are just blazing at some points, so there's really just something from the most delicate to just the raucous. We have a lot of fun. While a lot of Christmas concerts are drenched in jingle bells and Santa Claus, Fagan said this Christmas concert will have a more subtle holiday influence. What we've chosen to do this time is to highlight some classical music that nods to the season, Fagan said. The concert will kick off with Leroy Anderson's A Christmas Festival, a staple of classical Christmas concert performances. Up next is Ralph Vaughan Williams's Fantasia on Greensleeves, a traditional English folk song that was initially used in the third act of Williams's Shakespeare-inspired opera, Sir John in Love. Cellist Liz Tremblay will then be taking on Joseph Haydn's Cello Concerto in C, composed around 1765. Anything that is from that early classical or late Baroque period just seems so elegant and light and festive to me, Fagan said. It might be because of Handel's Messiah and Bach's Christmas Oratorio, or in that same vein, but this Haydn Cello Concerto just seems so seasonal, despite having no connotations to Christmas at all. According to the RMSO website, the Cello Concerto collected dust for nearly 200 years in the National Museum in Prague before it became a staple of the cello repertoire. Tremblay is one of the kindest human beings you will ever meet, first of all, and she happens to also be a fantastic musician, Fagan said. Tremblay was born in England and studied at some top schools in England. For a decade she played in Bermuda and has been RMSO's principal cellist since its inception in 2016. Fagan explained the orchestra showcases its principal players as soloists throughout the season, with the annual Mozart's Birthday concert featuring the principal oboist, and the principal trombone being featured in May. After intermission, the orchestra will ease the audience into some more Christmas pieces with Richard Heyman's Carol of Bells, Victor Helly Hutchinson's A Carol Symphony, and Alan Silvestri's suite from The Polar Express. Fagan explained that Hutchinson was born in South Africa, was educated at the best schools in England, and his father was actually the governor of South Africa. He died unexpectedly in 1947. After the war, fuel was rationed and in an act of compliance or defiance, you choose, he refused to turn on the radiator in his office and he caught a cold, which eventually turned into pneumonia and killed him, Fagan said. This is one of the big things that he left us, was this classical symphony. The tunes woven into this symphony are actually English Christmas carols, he added. The Carol Symphony is also steeped in British TV history, according to the RMSO website. Tickets are going fast, Fagan said, but for readers in the south of Rocky View County, RMSO is also coming to Red Deer Lake United Church with the same concert on December 8. Both concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. and tickets can be found online at rockymountainsymphony.ca/Christmas.